Module 6, Listen to the Children. Session 2, Three Keys for Evangelizing Children. Objective, discuss what happens during pre-catechumenate and provide a sample pre-catechumenate session. Once you've met the child seeking initiation and his or her parent, then you can begin to determine what the period of evangelization and pre-catechumenate looks like. For example, for someone like Derek from the previous session, you might start with basic welcoming sessions on God and Jesus and the Bible. However, a child who is already evangelized needs a different type of pre-catechumenate, or maybe not much pre-catechumenate at all. How to design a pre-catechumenate that's right for your child inquirers and their families. In order to design a pre-catechumenate period that's right for your child inquirers that are starting the RCIA, you need to take into account three influencing elements: what the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults says about the period, what the children's needs are, what the Rite of Acceptance into the Order of Catechumens tells us. What the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults says. The RCIA tells us that the first period is a time of evangelization. Faithfully and constantly, the living God is proclaimed, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent for the salvation of all. Number 36, Canada number 36. This evangelization leads to an initial conversion. Number 37, Canada number 37. For children, evangelization leading to initial conversion means that they get to know who God is and how much God loves them. To use the words of the rite, they are drawn into the mystery of God's love. Number 37, Canada number 37. Another way of describing evangelization for children is to say that they hear the good news. They hear the good news of God's love for them as found in the person of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. A primary way of proclaiming the good news is to share the stories of the sacred scriptures with the children and then tie those stories to the good news stories in their own lives. What the children's needs are. Again, let's return to the story of Derek. When I tried to talk with him about God and Jesus and the Bible, he didn't have much to say. Granted, some of this was because I was a stranger and he did not want to talk to me. Nonetheless, his mother concurred that there was not much sense of God or church in their home. So Derek needed to see how God was already present in his life and loving him unconditionally. However, children may come to us already evangelized. In your initial conversation with evangelized children, you can see that they already have a sense of God. They know the basics of the good news and Jesus Christ. If the child already has experienced initial conversion and has a genuine will to follow Christ and seek baptism, number 37, Canada number 37, then they may celebrate the rite of acceptance and begin the period of the catechumenate without delay. What the rite of acceptance into the order of catechumens tells us. The rite of acceptance is the culmination of the pre-catechumenate. Thus, if we study this rite, it tells us what happened in the preceding period. So, study the rite carefully to better understand what happens during pre-catechumenate. See paragraphs 260 to 270, Canada 250 to 260, for an adapted rite for children. But use the rite from part 1, 41 to 74, Canada 41 to 74, when you have children and adults. Here are a few things the signs and symbols of the rite tell us about what happens in the pre-catechumenate with children. Cross, 54 to 56, 266 to 268. Canada, 54 to 56, 256 to 258. The children are covered with the sign of the cross. This tells us during the pre-catechumenate, they learn something about the meaning of the cross. Becoming a Christian, 264, Canada 254. In the opening dialogue, the children are asked why they want to become Christian, and they respond, "Because I believe in Christ." This tells us that during the pre-catechumenate, they must come to a basic understanding of what it means to be a Christian and who Christ is. Word of God, 60 to 64, 269 to 273, Canada 60 to 64, 259 to 263. The children are invited to officially share in the table of God's Word. This tells us that during the pre-catechumenate, they have to come to know something of God's Word, and they are invited to feast more deeply on the Word. Acceptance by the community. 47, 48, 262. Canada 47, 48, 252. The children are accepted by the community and become part of the household of Christ. Literally, the rite begins outside the church and the children come into the church. This tells us the children must have some general notion of what it means to be part of Christian community. These points alone tell us there is a lot going on during the pre-catechumenate. Further study of the rite of acceptance will give you a deeper understanding of what happens during pre-catechumenate. Take a look at exercise 2 to guide you through a reading of the rite.